This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, we might dive back into that conversation. But right now, if you're looking to spice up your game day grub, reach for the original Louisiana brand hot sauce, the official hot sauce of the Texas Rangers. The original Louisiana brand hot sauce flavor favors the bold and also brings you, I think, though we might be calling an audible here, our interview with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How we doing?
We're doing good. We appreciate you fitting us in. I know it's a tight schedule today with the doubleheader. I'm curious, how does that affect availability or pitching plans for you guys having to go with the doubleheader as opposed to what the schedule was going to be?
We're all set to go. I mean, we've had 2 days off, so guys are fresh in bullpen. We've got long guys down there, so we have coverage. And with Leiter, we will have to keep an eye on him and, you know, his workload. But, Andrew, we're hoping to get 5 or 6. If we get that, then, we're good the first game. And first game always can dictate what we have left in the second game. And we don't think about tomorrow until we get to that point. We have to make a move. We'll do that. But I think we're fine there. Now, our job is to go out and get some runs.
When you talk about monitoring Leiter, outside of just what you regularly do to monitor a pitcher, is there anything special for him because he's young, because he has kind of bounced up and down from the minors? Like, what do you look for when you're monitoring him?
Well, more than anything, just, you know, how their innings are going, how stressful they are. You know, you're always looking at, you know, number of pitches. But, you know, he's had some time off and, 2 weeks ago, and so he's good. He's healthy. He's been stretched out, and you know we could take him up to 90 pitches in there, but just a case of how he gets there. And so anyway, Mike Maddox and I will, we'll keep a watchful eye on how it's going for him. Check on him, but he wouldn't be starting the second game, but if we didn't think he was stretched out, he was healthy, he was good to go.
When we kind of talked about this a little bit with Mike earlier, and I was kind of curious on the front of if you have him up for a few weeks and have that opportunity to kind of really work with him, is that better? Because then you can kind of drill in on some other things that you see in his game.
Well, it's always better. It's better for the players, better for the coach. No getting around that. Now it's about results too up here. And, especially when you're in a win, mode. That's which we were during the season. Yeah, things are changing a little bit, and so that comes into play with maybe playing time with guys. Of course, we'll bring up a guy or two. September 1st, and hopefully find some playing time there. That's where it changes. But during the season, it's kind of hard to do that when you're trying to, get back to the postseason and still try to develop guys. But to your point, sure, whether it's a position player or a pitcher, it's always good to have your hands on them as much as you can.
Well, it looks like in the box score, Jacob DeGrom had another 2 successful innings last night. Could you tell us what you've heard?
Yeah, great job again. Had some easy innings there. Didn't get up to the 40, which he could have. So when that didn't happen, after he finishes two innings, he went down the bullpen and he threw some more to stretch him out. So the next time he goes out, he'll be 3 to 4 innings in that area. Came out of it fine as far as we know. I have not talked to him today, but he was hit 98-99, had good command on all his pitches and pitched very efficiently, and that's why he went to the bullpen and throws some more after his two-inning stint.
What was there, and I apologize if this is a silly question, was there ever any thought about, instead of that happening in the bullpen because he was so efficient, just leaving him in the game, or do you like the controlled avenue of stretching him out more in the bullpen?
Well, now, second time out, this is the plan, so it's a matter of sticking with the plan the first two times out. Now we'll have a little bit more flexibility as far as sending him out and just making sure that we don't deviate too much, and then you have regrets. Well, this was our plan, and we sent him back out. Because I don't care where you're pitching. You know, when we are in a competitive environment, I mean, you're going to crank it up a little bit more.
Sure.
Almost so. We didn't want to do it the third inning.
Hey, I know this is a minor leaguer right now, Boach, but Justin Foscue, I was just looking up yesterday, is batting .342 in the month of August in AAA. Can you give us, is there something you guys told him to go down there and work on, and it's really changed his hitting?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think as much as anything, it's just he's been getting a lot of reps. He came up here, you know, he got a few reps, and he wasn't, getting his hits. But, with that oblique that set him back, he missed quite a bit of time with that. So he's a hitter. He gives you quality at bats. He has discipline at the plate, so he'll take his walk, but he has an knack of getting the barrel on the ball. So I think that's all it is getting more reps. If there's one thing we told him, or hopefully send a message, is, to let it go, be aggressive. That's, the type of hitter that we want, someone that's going to get a good swing off. We always want guys to have discipline, but at the same time, not up there looking to walk, especially a guy like Justin Foscue who can do some damage.
And now that he has done that damage, will we see him on September 1st, you think?
Well, I can't just make that call to you guys.
It's worth
right
a shot.
Now. Yeah, it has to go through. Beer.
Now, we've talked, obviously, you've talked ad nauseum about the offense and the hitting. I was curious about, since you just mentioned plate discipline, the lack of walks this season compared to, like, especially last year. Is there anything you've seen, and how do you balance being aggressive but also, still wanting to draw walks?
Well, a couple things there. I mean, every year is going to be different. Sure. You know how pitchers attack you, and last year I think you look at how we swung the bats and the numbers we put up, the damage. Well, that creates fear when you're doing a lot of damage at the plate. You know what comes with that are walks. You know, look at the great hitters, Bonds, guys like that. Yeah, they had intentional walks, but when they didn't get those, they still walked a lot because of the fear of throwing the ball over the plate. Maybe a little bit of that is gone, and we're getting attacked a little bit more than we did last year, or I'll say a lot more, and that is the case. So, you know, those walks aren't available because, you know, being honest, we're just not swinging the bats the way we did last year.
You brought up Bonds there, and we were just having a discussion before you came on the air about Ohtani and Judge and the historical seasons those two guys are having. When it comes to, I know you're tight on schedule here, but when it comes to those two guys, you've managed against Albert Pujols, you had Bonds, you had Miguel Cabrera, Mike Trout. Judge and Ohtani are having seasons that you could argue are back to or in a way similar to when Barry Bonds was having those crazy years. Where do you look at those two guys right now, Ohtani and Judge, offensively?
Well, I agree. I mean, close. But I'll say this: I don't know if we'll see a season, or seasons like Bonds was having in his heyday. Oh my goodness! I mean, just look at the number of walks, intentional walks. He just didn't get anything to hit, and when he did get a pitch, man, he didn't miss it very often, and so that's. That's just amazing what he was doing, during his prime there. So, but you look at these two guys, I think it's fair to say, it's close, but I don't think it's quite what Bonds was doing.
Last thing for you, just a little bit of fun since y'all are in Chicago. What is your favorite style of pizza?
I'm not a deep dish guy. I never have been. I like that thin, real thin pizza. I've been to Italy, and that's where I kind of, I guess, became fond of it. But we have it in here. Last night, we got rained out. We had both styles of pizza, and I didn't have either one last night. But if I would have got one, it would have been the thinner pizza.
I'm with you, Boach.
Breaking my heart just a little bit.
He crushed a deep dish last night.
What's your toppings? If we were to get you a pizza, Boach, what's the toppings you want on it?
I'm a big sausage guy. I have sausage and mushrooms.
Well, thank you very much, wonderful. Good sir. Again, I know, tight schedule today. Get after it. We appreciate the time.
Yeah. Got two games. It's part of the schedule after that rain out. So boys are ready to go, and hopefully we'll put some runs across the board for this pitching staff today.
Excellent. We'll catch you next week.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you.
Go get Rangers.
There you go. Bruce Bochy right here on 105 Through the Fan. You know, the Rangers know that big wins come from bold plays, as he just said. That's why the original Louisiana brand hot sauce is the official hot sauce of the Texas Rangers. The original Louisiana brand hot sauce flavor favors the bold and brings you that interview every week with Bruce Bochy.
By you!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.